miracles today with God's man of faith and power, Evangelist A.A. Allen. Join us now under the world's largest gospel tent.
Today, the Allen Revival Telecast. Now, we take you into a service already in progress under the direction of God's man of faith and power, Evangelist A.A. Allen.
Now, I've often said we make no apology for what God has said in this old black book. Many preachers are always apologizing for gay little Grandma Jones because she gets happy and she claps her hands and she says, "Hallelujah!" And he's so ashamed of her, he almost wishes she'd die. He wished he could preach her funeral. She's the last one of the old religious group left. He hasn't had revival for 50 years, and the ones that had revival in yesteryear are all dead but her. So he apologizes for poor old Grandma Jones, said, "Grandma just must make a little noise for Jesus occasionally." But my Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Go on. Yes. This is not only in our hands, but thank God it is, because the scripture says, clap your hands, all you people. Isn't that a beautiful back shot of this crowd under this tent on Sunday night? We are having church. But you know, friends, this gets in your hands. It gets in our musicians' hands. It gets in the Brother Richard's hands. And what happens when it does, Richard? Praise him on the stringed instruments. It gets in Brother David Mangum's hands and feet. He uses all four. And this is Brother David Davis at the Hammond organ. And when he plays with feet and hands. Praise him on the organs. Just one number on here. Thank you. Is that Bible? The Bible says, praise him on the organs. David, play something you find in most of these cold, dead, dry churches where they all say God is dead. And of course, not God is dead. Why, you ought to have dead music. Play him some nice funeral music. But he's got life.
Yeah.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Do you know he's alive?
Yeah.
Well, play him something. Oh! Always a family church. Shouting to God for the voice of triumph. Praise him on the street. Come on, let's have church. Whoa! Pass it out. Gene, you ready? If you don't like this kind of music, you know where you can find a different kind every Sunday morning over other channels of this one. But if you do, write me this week for Gospel Organ in Stereo. David Davis style. It's all organ and Mangum at the drums, and it's one of the greatest we've ever produced. Pure vinyl, 33 and a third RPM, will play almost an hour, and it's got about, 12 great numbers. Just in your letter, let us know you appreciate this telecast and ask for Gospel Organ, David Davis style, and our mailing address, you know what it is. Just put A.A. Allen on an envelope. Everybody in the nation knows me. Here is Gene Martin, the Philadelphia Choir.
I feel just like praising him. So who you talking about? I'm talking about praising Jesus.
Yes.
If you're going to praise him tonight, let me hear you say, yeah.
I'm talking about the Lord God.
man. Oh, yes. Isn't he wonderful? Don't you love him tonight? Now, I've never seen the time when so many people are in bondage and in captivity. Great number of people here we'd like to have time to pray for on this particular telecast. But we'll get to as many as we possibly can. But one man here from Africa. And he said, Brother Allen, for 10 years, I've been bound by the demon of witchcraft. He said, 95% of my people in Africa, where I come from, go to the medicine man or to the witch doctor. This man in Africa went to the witch doctor. The result? Torment! Agony! This man is under a curse. Everything he does is wrong. It would seem that something is stalking his trail. Everything he tries fails. Nothing but constant, continual failure. Bad luck. Trouble. He says, I've been hexed. I've been hexed. I've been hexed. Now listen, is this in the Bible? Is it in the scripture? If you run your scriptures, you'll find that in Bible days, the scriptures condemned witches and witchcraft. And as far back as the day of Moses, Moses said, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And in Bible days, it was biblical and scriptural and lawful to kill every witch in the land. But I've often said, if you start to killing witches today, my God, there wouldn't be enough funeral parlors to take care of the dead. And this revival of witchcraft on every TV stations, it's running from Hollywood and from New York on the networks. The children are even watching it on the cartoons. And it's built up as the thing to be, that unless you're bound up or wrapped up and highly interested in witchcraft and having a part of it, you're not the in crowd. Well, I'm glad I'm the out crowd. Amen. Listen, back in Bible days, according to Galatians 3:1, and Paul was writing to a church that had been saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We call it a Pentecostal church. But this is conclusive evidence that even Pentecostal people can be bewitched. That is witchcraft. Paul says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? And I might say and add this, when people are not obeying the truth, and not obeying this Bible, the Word of God, there is every evident sign that they could be under the spell or hexed by a witch or by witchcraft or are just plainly bewitched. Because when people will not obey the truth, there is something wrong. And I'm amazed how many preachers from the pulpit calling themselves reverend and advertising on every radio in the station in the country and calling themselves Madam. Call me for an appointment. I am not a fortune teller, so they say. But I can tell you your lucky number. And I can tell you if your wife or your husband's untrue to you, been trifling on you. And I can advise you in marriage and divorce. I don't mind telling you, God can advise you on that subject. Somebody handed me a little card here. They're putting them under all the windshields of all the automobiles here in your particular area. And this is Madame. She says she is the only one that can heal you of all your diseases and tell you about all about yourself. And she guarantees to restore lost nature. And she says on the last line, you read those little items under the windshields out here. The last item says, readings half price with this little card. So she's charging you for reading something. You better be careful what courts and tellers you go to. Witch doctors and medicine men. Paul said, who hath bewitched thee? Then, I very seldom ever preach with the congregation in front of them, but just a moment, I'll be through. Listen. In the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, there was a certain man named Simon who before time came to the same city. He used sorcery. Now, this man is a wizard. And he bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. So if in 5 days the people can be bewitched, follow after an ordinary fortune teller or sorcerer or a wizard and who has power to bewitch the people under the power of the devil himself, and the people declare and have been made to believe that he is a great man and this is the great power of God. If it could happen then, it is happening today. Amen? Now I'm amazed how many people declare they've been bewitched. But when they go to some of these leading men who call themselves reverends, they aren't aware of the fact that they're going to a wizard or to a witch. Let me define both. And then most of our friends will know exactly what I'm talking about. A witch, one who is supposed to have supernatural powers from a compact or an agreement or harmony with the devil. Or to bewitch or to charm. Then a wizard, of course, is a male. The witch is the female and the wizard is the male. The wizard, one who is supposed to have magical powers from alliance with evil spirits, or a sorcerer. Beware of people that can tell you things. Even ESP. Is it of God or the devil? Write for this book today. It's turning the church world in this nation upside down.